Spotlight. What's up, big fella?
I'm doing well, and how are you, sir?
We're doing great. Great. Great.
You watch a little football last night, Matt Light? Great game, huh?
You know, I was fast asleep. I didn't get to see the end of that.
You didn't? How much? Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I did watch a little bit. Yeah, no doubt. I got to see the excitement of, you know, the opener, and everybody was fired up, of course. And, you know, it was a good game. I mean, I wish I would have been able to stay up and watch the whole thing.
A lot of defense, huh? A lot of defense in that game.
Yeah. When you put up numbers like that.
Hey, out of the gate,
it was even there.
Out of the gate, who's usually ahead? I always thought the defense was ahead of the offense, and yet that didn't play out last night. Who's usually better early on in the season or more prepared?
Well, I mean, I think definitely in camp, it is a little bit easier, I think. I don't know if easier is the right term, but I think the defense usually has the upper hand early in camp until we get our timing and all the little things on offense. You know, maybe it doesn't seem that it should be that way, but it usually does go that way for the defense. You know, they're just reacting to what they have, and it's not so much trying to be on the same page like we are on offense right off the bat.
I think that last night's game, Matt, might be the exception to the norm coming up this weekend because you have two high-powered teams with quarterbacks who are experienced and the same receivers. How much does the continuity in this compressed preseason from the previous year and with coordinators factor into that, do you think?
Probably not a lot.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not trying to make it seem like you're way off base, but I think at the end of the day, we had a lot of good time to work on things in camp. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't like, because of the off season and how things went and all that it really affected us that much. I mean, you know, look, most of these guys understood when they came in that, you know, we're going to have to work a little bit harder and do things a little bit more than what we've done in the past. And, you know, everybody went to work and it worked out pretty well.
You know, we were talking to Bill earlier this week, and of course he was very forthcoming and was telling all the secrets of what's going to happen against Miami. But we were talking specifically about when you start game planning for that first opponent. And it's very early in the summer or spring for the coaches. How about you? You know, you're facing some of these guys. They got a linebacker named Cameron Wake who's pretty good, had about 14 sacks last year. And they got some people on the defensive line. When do you start game planning for that first opponent?
When it's the first game, I mean, of course you can start thinking about it a little bit beforehand, but, you know, really not that much. I mean, you know, we've all got jobs to do, and each week is so different, really, and throughout the preseason and all that, it was really kind of getting ready for, you know, whoever we had that week, and, you know, here over the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 days, we've been able to, you know, focus in a little bit on these guys and try to get a jump start, but you can't really, you know, there's only so much you can do.
How do you feel physically?
You know, pretty good. I mean, healthy. Obviously, I didn't start off in camp, you know, doing what all these rest of these guys have done with the number of snaps they've taken. But, you know, worked my way back in there and it ended up, you know, being a good camp and, you know, stayed relatively pretty healthy, you know, for the most part.
Not trying to move you out of your job here, okay? Trust me on this. But we talk about some of the flexibility that the Patriots have on the offensive line. You got a few tackles there yourself. There's Vollmer. There's Solder. Are you comfortable playing on the right side, right tackle? Could you see yourself playing guard, or are you one of those guys you say, I'm a left tackle and I'm going to play left tackle?
I'm going to play wherever they tell me to play, to be quite honest with you. I mean, look, there's a comfortable position, obviously, but, you know, look, I mean, we've asked a lot of guys to do a lot of things over the years, you know, whether it's play on both sides of the ball, be able to play, you know, all three interior spots, or, you know, really we've had guys that have been able to play any position up front. But that's kind of the MO for our offense. You know, you got to be able to be versatile and you have to be able to, you know, do whatever they need you to do and whatever makes the most sense.
Looking at the depth chart this week, if Vollmer can't play, you've got two tackles. So my question is, would you be ready to play every single down at left tackle?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd hope so, man. I mean, you know how it goes. I mean, you've never seen an offensive lineman, at least not in this system. You've never seen one of us tap our helmet. I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, when we start a game, we're out there for the duration. You know, it's not like the D-line where we have rotation. Some guys coming on third down, although I'd like to have that every now and then.
Right.
You know, be able to run off the field on third down and wish them luck.
Backup tackle.
You know, it's it's one of those things, you know, when we go in there, we're in there for the duration.
Brian Waters has been here for a week. If you were coming in and you had only been here for 7 days, do you think you would be able to get up to speed with this system, know everything you're supposed to do, and it's fairly complicated, especially at that right guard spot, but be able to do everything that you need to do in that first game 7 days later?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple things going for, you know, Brian. I mean, obviously he's been in this league for a long time. And secondarily to that, there's, you know, the fact that he's been in this offense and terminology, snap count, and all those things being pretty similar, you know, it makes things a lot easier. And, you know, whenever you start game planning and breaking down your offense and getting your best plays, it's not as complicated, I'll say, you know, as it is sometimes in camp where, you know, you basically install everything all at once and then, you know, you start fine-tuning it from there. So, you know, look, I think he's, you know, obviously been a great player in this league for a long time and, you know, he's fired up and ready to roll.
Matt, by saying he's been in this offense, you're referring to Charlie Weiss's background and Todd Haley's background out in Kansas City, I'm guessing?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just following along with that, in South Florida in September, cardiovascularly.
Is that a word?
How will a guy like Brian Waters, I mean, it puts the lie to preseason. If a guy can walk in with no training camp and no preseason and cruise in there and play right guard, I am highly concerned about his cardiovascular condition.
So you're saying then Logan must be, you know, just an unbelievable...
he's a specimen.
You know, I mean...
That was last year.
You know, week seven and did it. No, look, I mean, I think it goes to the point of, you know, guys taking care of themselves. You know, look, when you're a professional, when you understand, when you've been in a system and you know what the expectations are, I'm not saying that you don't need it. I mean, you know, look, there's a reason why we have the preseason. There's a reason why we have camp and everything else. But, you know, it's not like guys can't do it. I mean, guys can do it. I mean, it's been proven... We've seen it happen here.
Don't worry about it. 86 Monday in Miami. That's the coolest day they've had in like 3 weeks.
I might have to tap out. Hey, Matt.
Well, you know, it's usually pretty nasty down there.
It is. It's going to be a lot of sweat in places that you don't want to have sweat. Get the gold bond ready. Get the gold bond ready. I want to ask you.
Playing on thick.
Sharing far too much right now.
Defensively, I think the Miami Dolphins are a little bit underrated. Can you talk about their front seven and specifically that rotation with Wake, with Jason Taylor being able to come in there, and Odrick, or Odrick, whichever way you want to go with that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Odrick and what he does, I mean, when you look at him, there's a guy that a lot of people don't talk about. I mean, he's very shifty up front. He's more of a move kind of guy. He fits that system really well. He comes in, he rotates on the inside, he'll play outside. I mean, he's a very versatile player for him. And then you obviously have, you know, the guys that can, you know, walk around in that system, you know, guys like Taylor, Misi, obviously, you know, Wake is a guy that's had a heck of a career. If you look at last year and what he was able to do and sort of the numbers that he did. So, yeah, they've got a lot of playmakers up front. Then they got the bigger guys on the interior. You know, so I think all around that's a very good defense. They play very well together. Their system, you know, is not unlike what we've seen here in the past. You know, they'll go in and out of that 3-4, but, you know, predominantly that 3-4 base system is, you know, one that, you know, obviously presents a lot of problems.
You guys named your captains. You got six captains. One of them is a guy you mentioned already, Logan Mankins. What do you think of him as a captain, and what are you going to do? Are you going to lobby him to get what you want with Bill Belichick?
Oh, you know it, man. We're going to the well. We're sending Logan in there on a mission each and every week. No, look, you know, I think when you think of the captains, you know, at the end of the day, it's the guy that you have a lot of respect for that goes out and, you know, does things the right way on and off the field. But, you know, really importantly, you know, it's a guy that, you know, has your voice. And, you know, look, Logan's been here in this system for a long time. He's a great player. He's a great guy to have in the locker room, and you know, not just Logan, but all those guys, very deserving. You know, obviously Mayo, you know, since the day he walked in here, he's been a, you know, a true professional. And, you know, guys like, you know, Slate and the rest of them, I mean, they're really good guys, man. We have a great group, a good core group of guys.
Matt Light, before I let you go, I got to ask you about 9/11, the 10th anniversary coming up this weekend. We're going to spend an awful lot of time with football games, looking back at what happened 10 years ago, and your reflections of 10 years ago, because it played in big to that whole Patriots season. And of course, we remember Joe Andruzzi and his brothers, and then the delay of the Super Bowl and everything else. But what, as you look back now, 10 years ago, how well do you remember what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I vividly. The first memory that I have is being in the old Foxborough Stadium, which we know was a real gym. And I was down in the cellar where our training room was located, and I can remember watching this little tiny TV they had in the corner, and at the time was getting treatment on an off day, and just seeing the whole thing unfold. I mean, it was one of those moments where immediately you wanted to go find your family, call loved ones, call people that you think might have been in the area. It was a real wake up, I think, the other thing that really sticks in my mind is obviously Joe and his family. I mean, it was, for him, it was a nightmare. For many people, obviously, it was a nightmare. But, to see that all unfold and his family and, just kind of what they went through, I mean, it was heartbreaking.
Amazing. 10 years ago. Coming up on Sunday. Before we go, I want to mention you've got the big shootout that's coming up, your annual celebrity shootout, your 7th annual. Go to mattlightfoundation.org. It's always one of the best events, and, of course, it helps out Matt's foundation. Does wonderful, wonderful things over there. Anything special coming up for this one on the 20th?
Oh, man, this is going to be our biggest, baddest event of all time. I'm just telling you, it's crazy.
Did you invite Lenny Clark back?
Yeah, and we're hopeful that he can make. Lenny's got his new new show, man. He's 100 mile an hour. So, we've had great support from guys like Lenny and Hillman and the whole nine, and then from just all of our sponsors here in this area. I mean, it's just been incredible. And so, we're fired up. We've got a great event. It's always a lot of fun down at Addyville. It's a beautiful environment. Everybody comes out, they're excited to compete in the shooting side of it. And then afterwards, we have a great dinner with Capital Grill, and we fire it up with a live auction. So can't go wrong, man.
It's a great event.
Yeah, you got to get Butchie back there for the live auction.
he's a big-time bidder now. You want a guy like that in the audience.
And what did Butchie pay like for our – was it Randy Moss? $5,000 for a Randy Moss jersey. He was gone like a week later.
Perfect. Perfect.
He just sold $5. He said $5. You know it. I'm on it. Yeah, he was amazing.
Good timing for the mayor, huh? Good timing.
All right, Matt. Have a great game this week. We'll talk to you next week.